Grab your pre-workout, mama. We are wrapping up an impromptu three-part series on how to seamlessly integrate exercise into your life as a mom. In today's chat, we are diving deep into the essential strategies that will help you prioritize exercise and establish a routine that works for you. Brace yourself, because I'm coming at you with 10 tips for how to incorporate movement into your daily life to make it stick. From keeping it simple to understanding your unique needs, staying consistent and fearlessly embracing imperfection, I've got you covered. We'll tackle the challenges of starting a new habit and how to overcome that inner turmoil too. All the things that you need to overcome that self-doubt, excuse, or any other barrier holding you back, my friend. So join me on this empowering conversation to prioritize your well-being and to find your groove with your exercise routine. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I am your host, Jenna Smith, an intuitive mindset and habit coach, helping you wake up from autopilot to break free from survival mode to feel like you again. In today's chat, we're kind of wrapping up a three-part, very impromptu mini-series. I kind of just flowed into that. It kind of just happened that way. I didn't really title the episodes to be part of a mini-series. So just to quickly recap which episodes are a part, episode 37 is 10 reasons why daily movement helps to uncover your inner strength, conquer mental stress, and embrace an empowered life. This is for moms who might be struggling with having a positive relationship with exercise, or might be wondering how exercise, why exercise is so beneficial, not only for our physical health, but also our mental, emotional, and spiritual health as well. And then episode 39 is 7 ways of how to exercise with your children. For the moms who are wondering, how the heck do I work out with my kids who are in my personal bubble 24/7, we dive in to how to include them into your workouts. And I just give some tangible tips with not only making it a part of both of your guys' routines, but also the empowerment behind it, the example that you are showing to your sweet little ones. Definitely impactful, very powerful. And today, episode 40, we are wrapping up with how to create a routine to incorporate exercise as a mother, just in general, like how to create that routine to make exercise a part of your life. Because maybe you struggle to find time to exercise and wonder, like, how do moms who work out regularly, how do they do it? Or you find yourself just assuming that those who prioritize working out just have it all together because they, quote unquote, have the time to exercise. As moms, we have a million things on our plate all the time, right? The cooking, the cleaning, the phone calls, the errands, the bills, the meals, all the things. But moms, and this is my, you know, I'm like making big arms here, like very broad assumption, right? My opinion, moms who make exercising a priority the same as everything else in their lives are typically the ones who actually follow through with it. Why? Because you make your priorities, such as exercising, a non-negotiable by reframing the way you think. It's a non-negotiable, just like that doctor's appointment I have next week, just like picking the kids up from school, taking a shower, brushing my teeth, right? It's a non-negotiable. You can trust that the house will get cleaned eventually. Your errands will be run, right? But if you don't prioritize some time for you, that stress, that burnout, it'll keep just creeping in closer and closer. One of my mottos in life, and one I hope to be bringing empowerment to this show and to you, is to live simply by following how you want to feel. Another simple sentence that packs big weight, just like what I just said, you know, reframing the way you think, because those are just two very big, deep topics that we can go down major rabbit holes with the pressures of society, worldly expectations, expectations of others. Like, they all hinder our inner truth, right? Our faith, what we want and what we want to feel. And we have to continuously be on a journey to stay true to that, to stay true to ourselves. Woofda, like, that was quite a transition, but not really, because that is just getting to that root work. You might be struggling with something on the outside. Maybe it's wanting to exercise or wanting to create that routine to exercise, but you're finding yourself in that starting and stopping cycle over and over and over again because you're focusing on that outer problem, when the root cause is that you're not making it a priority, because you may have to reframe your thinking or lead with how you want to feel, which would be to exercise, right? You really want to, like, you want to feel good. Exercise, you know, can help solve that problem. And maybe sacrificing the dishes or the laundry or saying no to something else that you feel obligated to do, but you're not making it a priority. I know that kind of was talking in circles a little bit. That's very surface level, because I kind of just threw in a bunch of examples tied into one, because I was kind of giving a pretty broad example. So I hope that makes sense. But that is a lot of what we get into in the Balanced Mom Method online course, right? You figure out, you pinpoint, you get to your root work. You get to your root causes based on your life. So nothing ever is really ever black and white, right? When it comes to our lives, our personalities, our struggles, our just us, our lives as a whole, right? When you get deep into that, there's no cookie cutter approach to living our best lives, living up to our highest selves, because it's ours, right? But there are so many parallels in figuring out the how for each of us. And that is why I love this work so, so much. Mama, are you done living on autopilot day after day? Are you done feeling stuck in a survival mode cycle that you don't know how to get out of, but you just crave to wake up to your life? Do you want to be able to tune back into you, to your faith, to your love, to your light, to your joy, to your peace? Allow the Balanced Mom Method to help you finally feel like you again. You can say goodbye to autopilot living and embrace mindfulness, self-awareness, intentional living, and a soul-level, spirit-level connection with yourself. Break free from the expectations and reconnect with your true self. The Balanced Mom Method is a powerful journey of self-discovery where you'll learn to listen to your intuition, to lead with your higher spirit, heal from inner turmoil, and create sustainable habits that align with your desired lifestyle. Step out of survival mode and into a life of mental strength, confidence, clarity, peace, presence, joy, and a sense of balance within your life. Say yes to reclaiming control and embrace the transformative power within you. Say yes to committing to the Balanced Mom Method online course and committing to you. And honestly, Mama, when you commit to the Balanced Mom Method, you are embraced for life. After completion of the course, you can then move on to using the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal. With its unique combination of planner, journal, habit tracker, this 3-in-1 powerhouse empowers moms to reclaim their mindset, rediscover their identity, and build sustainable habits. This undated 90-day journal offers a fully customized experience, allowing you to start anytime. Track the essential habits like sleep, gratitude, self-care, and so much more. Find and love yourself again in motherhood with the Balanced Mom Method lifestyle, your key to achieving breakthroughs and sustainable root work changes. Check the link in the show notes or go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/products to learn more. I'm sending you so much love. Okay, let's get to the nitty of how to incorporate exercise into your lifestyle. 10 simple ways here, all right? Number one, simply move your body. It doesn't have to be for hours a day. 20 to 30 minutes is legit and can help you burn the calories, boost your mood, and build your fitness consistency and lifestyle. Number two, keep it simple, sister. KISS. Okay, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, sister. Keep it simple, sweetie. I won't use the other S word that you may have heard that acronym from, but just cut the fluff, right? Cut the things that make it complicated. Nobody has time for complication. We want to find the simplest solution for us, right? How this works within our lives now. So what helps me in creating a step-by-step plan that works for my schedule and my everyday life, this is kind of an overall plan of how it looks like in general. But I mean, it changes, right? It changes depending on my current needs or the seasons of my life. But this is that big picture here. I wake up, drink my pre-workout. This is like what actually helps me wake up and get ready for the day. Then I fuel my inner health with my morning mindset routine while my kids hopefully are still sleeping. Sometimes they wake up and I do it when they're awake. I journal my affirmations. I pray, I meditate, I write out my gratitude. Most days it is a mental journal. I will be completely honest. I do love to get a pen to paper, but it's mental a lot of days. And I sit in silence. I meditate on this. I take about 20 minutes when I start my day to really just sit, get with the Lord, get with myself, and just make that connection. Then I move my body. I exercise with my kids being my workout partners, or sometimes they're eating depending on the plans that we have that day. But my goal is always to work out before lunchtime. And then I work on being a better me every day for myself and my family by accepting, including this, accepting that my best is always good enough. And I follow an intuitive, mindful nutrition approach to my meals. Kind of just like that's my health, let's say, like physical health plan. Okay, it just in a very broad, you know, piece there. Number three, learn about your needs. We all burn fat differently. We all hold on to weight differently. We all enjoy different types of workouts. Our bodies, you know, thrive on different types of nutritional needs. The list goes on. That is not an excuse, though, to not learn about you. It's not an excuse to not learn about your needs and your body. This can also go back to your mindset and staying in tune with you and your current needs. You have to get connected to yourself. Focus on your mindset. Stay intentional with you. Make the time to continue getting to know yourself, even as you change throughout life. Number four is be consistent. Consistency is the secret sauce to life. Take those baby steps and continue taking them and keep showing up. Don't overlook those small steps, sister, because consistency is like the number one overlooked thing, right? Consistency is the secret sauce. If you do things, continue to show up consistently over time, you will get results, whatever those results are, you know, physical, mental, emotional, whatever those results are. If you are consistent, you will get results. Rome, cliche, Rome was not built in a day, and the same is true for you. So get rid of that guilt and that instant gratification mindset and commit to the long haul, mama, because exercising as a mom is going to be a lifestyle, not a moment. Number five is if you're struggling to make exercise a new habit, just start. Start messy. Start not having all of the answers. Start even though it's not going to be perfect. Okay? It's going to build your confidence. It's going to build your experience. You're going to get to know things better. You'll get better. And through that repetition, you'll create a habit that you once longed to start. Can I get an amen? Number six, do what you enjoy. Seriously, again, like this coincides with like doing what you want, like leading with how you want to feel. Do what you enjoy. If you don't enjoy a style of a workout you're doing currently, change it, right? If someone told you to do this workout, I got the best results, but you cannot for the life of you get yourself to like follow or finish that workout because you just can't. It's like pulling teeth. Don't do it. Change it up. There is no fret in switching it up. Just, you know, give yourself different types of exercises a week to see what you like. Try new things. See how you groove and the things that you like. If it feels like a chore and you don't enjoy it, don't hesitate to try something different. Exercise is not supposed to be something that you dread and avoid, especially as moms with little ones, with an endlessly busy schedule catering to everyone else in your life. Make exercise fun. Make exercise something that you actually enjoy to do. Make that movement enjoyable for you. And if you really don't like exercise, try to think of those after effects, right? Think of that good mood that you're going to achieve. Think of the stress that you're going to reduce. Think of that anxiety that you're going to, you know, sabotage. because that exercise is your medicine for the day. And lead with that while you get into a routine until your body, until you want it, until you expect it, until it's that habit, all right? Number 7 is don't be embarrassed to follow the modifier. I kid you not, I love following the modifier of a workout. Don't ever feel you aren't enough if you have to follow the modifier. Or if you want to, like, just follow that modifier. I know some people that I've worked with in the past, they were embarrassed, and it was a really big, like, limiting belief. They had to get to that rut of why they were embarrassed to follow the modifier. But heck no, like, we worked through that, you know, inner piece of that limiting belief maybe, or just like that, where that embarrassment was coming from. But heck no, mom, like, no, your form is more important than anything else. That's why I love following the modifier. Maybe I'll up my weights and follow the modifier. Maybe I won't up my weights and use, you know, really low weights and just really slow it down. Like, there's so many different ways. I really love to work my muscles in different ways, work my body in different ways. One workout, I can do like 5 different ways based on the type of weights I use, following the modifier, not following the modifier. But you will get better results with better form. Like, cut and dry. You will get better results with better form, and you will reduce your risk of injury. So there is never, ever any shame in following the modifier or just modifying a workout move, okay? Number 8 is take measurements and pictures versus becoming obsessed with the scale. The scale is a finicky liar sometimes, especially when you're just starting out. Between inflammation, sore muscles, water retention, your body is often in a state of shock, per se, when you get started. So don't get discouraged if that scale doesn't move right away, or maybe it might go up a couple pounds, right? Give it a few weeks for those results to physically start showing. There's a saying, oh, I think it's like, it takes 4 weeks for you to notice, 8 weeks for close friends and family, and 12 weeks for the rest of the world. But that initial step is you believing and accepting to celebrate those small steps moving forward. And those measurements and those pictures, that's going to be that first step for you to notice. Number 9 is remember that the first few weeks are going to be the hardest. Between being sore, having that initial excitement wearing off, and possibly just sticking to a new routine in your day, that beginning stage of starting anything new is always the hardest. You have all these things working against you, okay? It's inevitable. It's trying to keep you in your comfort zone. You have all this stuff working against you, that soreness, the scale not moving, finding the time. I get it. You're not alone. Just continue to show up and trust. Stay consistent. Think of me. Think of this episode. Come week 2 or week 3 when you want to quit. It's normal. It is normal to want to quit at this time. That is a time frame when the majority of people do quit. Use that as motivation, because that will not be you. Not this time. And number 10 is know and truly believe that you have got this. It is a big mental game, my friend, especially in the beginning, but it will become a lifestyle and just second nature so soon. If you need someone to believe in you, possibly before you believe in yourself, I am your girl. Shoot me an email, hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com, with the subject line, exercising as a mom, and let's get motivated together. Go grab your free tracker that will house your entire transformation journey. This resource has a page for your health goals, steps to achieve them, accountability check-ins with yourself, progress trackers, you know, reflection entries, affirmations, just so much. Also, I have free sample workouts in there too. Go to naturallyempoweredliving.com/free-resources. Enter your name and email. You'll get free access to my entire library of free resources to help you toward your comeback mama. I am always rooting for you, and I'm always here with an open inbox and open arms. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth farming? Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do, sending my love and light.